Yo, 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 yo. What's up, guys? This is Harry Dank, aka Harry. This is a crucial episode, as I feel like they all are. Once again, completely sober. Did go out to get a drink last night, only because I had to make up for my buddy. Right, there's always exceptions, right? So I'm tired of exceptions. And like, you know, it's everything's with moderation, but this episode's a little bit, everything's personal. Everything's, you know, this, I'm just documenting my life, but this one, you know, it's going to be about how I am done with my job. So I am quitting my job and I'm going to change in industries and I'm going to find something that is beneficial for me. Not just financially in my pocket, but also a schedule that is not going to affect my mental health. And yeah, I just, you know, I was always content working at my job, like very content working my job. I've never brought up my job with this podcast because I just felt like occupations, you know, money just comes and goes and you can just get a job anywhere. And honestly, to be honest with you, I like working. I enjoy working. Like, I seriously enjoy working. I don't understand how, you know, this company that I work for, like this restaurant, you know, they don't preserve, I just feel like they don't preserve their employees. So I've been there for almost a year and a half, and I've been like, you know, first of all, restaurant industry is crazy. You have to be crazy to stay content working there. And to be honest with you, I was content. I'm content working there, but I'm fed up. I'm absolutely fed up. I've been a yes man the whole time. I have no beef with my managers because my performance just outspeaks for like it just my performance has outspoke. Like I don't even have to explain anything. I really don't have to explain anything, but I'm explaining in this sense that I gotta move on. I have to move on. And I gotta get wiser with not just finding a new job, but saving my money. And the social aspect is cool. It was fun while it lasted, you know? It was fun while it lasted. But now it's like affecting my mental health. Like my mental health is like seriously getting like, yeah, I gotta move on. So from the girl like breaking my heart and then clocking into a shit show, you know, and then no one prepping for the shit show. It's just, and then they expect, you know, the few people that do prep like myself. And then like how my mental health is outside of work and how it's affected my work performance, because normally I'm not like that. I like to work hard, dude. I like to work hard. I like to exceed. I like to execute like when I'm on the spotlight. So now, like, I don't know. I feel like my mentality has shifted because now I'm just, you know, with this new manager, it's just like, you know, like, and he likes me too, but nah, man, I just feel like you guys have just taken advantage of me. So I'm done with it. And now I understand. Like, now I understand just seeing people leave. And I never understood why people left. I seriously never understood it. Like, I was like, why are you leaving? I was like, this is an employment. Like, you don't want to stay employed, you know? And now I understand why they left. Because, like, for instance, a buddy, he's like an acquaintance, like minuscule buddy. I don't hang out with the guy. But anyways, whenever I got hired, it was his last week of working there. And I'm like, where are you going to go? And he was like, and he worked there for like 2 years plus whatever. And he said that he's going to go to FedEx and work in a warehouse. I'm like, why? Like you're employed. And, yeah, there's no benefits with this. This is a job. It's not a career. So that's like another thing. Like, I want a career, or like I want to stay in school. Like, this one's crucial because I don't want to go unemployed, but like, you know, this has been affecting me. This has been affecting me. So I can't do this anymore. I can't do this anymore. So, and that's, you know, this is my own personal choice, and it's not the end of the world. I'll figure it out. So I've, you know, quit smoking marijuana, and it's not even the marijuana. I don't even get high anymore. And that's when I've gotten to, like, now it's like, it's too much socializing. It's too much drinking. It's too much bullshit, you know? And no one's telling me to go out. No one's telling me, like, you know, I'm my own worst enemy in, from that aspect. But it's just like, if you work so much, especially like a double, like, I can't do it anymore. I just can't do it. And then the other aspect is I'm on my feet all the time. Like, I'm just constantly running around, and it's just extreme amounts of cardio. And I'm just becoming underweight. I've been underweight, so that's why I've been going to the gym, like countering that me being underweight by developing muscle and staying disciplined. So, and then I feel like this job is contradicting how I'm trying to improve my physical health. With me trying to counter this, you know, these guys are fat. I mean, God bless my managers. I have nothing against my managers. Like, I'm going to piss them off because I'm just going to stop showing up. I'm going to piss these fools off. But I have no beef with my managers. Like, it's not the, it has nothing to do with management. The only aspect that has to do with management is that the new manager came in and he's in charge of this scheduling, and they don't know how to prep whenever someone leaves. And the minute, you know, this girl who worked like takeout, you know, she was like the holy grail, and you guys ran her out. You eventually ran her out. She was there for 2, maybe 3 years. And like, after seeing her walk out, like, it really, a lot of things, really. I mean, having that conversation with the bar manager at Bodega. Yeah, it's just, I don't understand. Like, your best employees, these are your most loyal. We're loyalists. Like, we're willing to go through the shit show because we're willing to contribute for this company, you know, regardless of how much stress or, you know, with, or stress and anxiety are the same thing, I feel like. Regardless of how much stress and bullshit you got to go through. So I don't understand how you guys just depend on high turnover rate. So, and I don't, like, I just, yeah, it's so, you know, yeah, I'm done. I'm done with it. I'm done, like, grabbing a beer after work, like, because we're all like, yeah, let's get a beer. Like, no, like, I'm good. Like, and I remember working at Quick Trip, which is like a bougie gas station. And the only reason I stopped working there is because of my physical health, because my skin became sensitized. I was allergic to metal. And if it wasn't for me going to Columbia, I wouldn't be here right now. So, and I, after 3 years, I just worked, did not stay in school. It was just complete waste of time. It was too much working, too much spending. Like, so now I gotta just change game plans. I gotta change game plans. So, yeah, this is like rough for me because I hate becoming unemployed. I know it's just a job. It's not a career, but still, like, I want a paycheck, you know. But this is, I've gotten so fed up that I can't do it. And, you know, my parents, they understand, but they don't understand. But at the same time, like, my father, you know, he became a foreign diplomat. We lived around the world. You know, he was in the government for almost 30 years. But even with all that being said, he still always, like, references him working at the formal French restaurant in downtown San Francisco. And then the working for the Persians, like the Persian brothers. And I had to emphasize with this last conversation I had with him. I asked him, I was like, how long did you work there? And he said, what? And I'm like, how long did you work at the French restaurant? He said, 2 years. I was like, interesting. So even with all these references, you tracing back all these memories, that was just a span of 2 years. So, and he just hopped around. He hopped around. He tried other shit, and then he went back to the food industry. But the whole time he was hopping around, he stayed in school. So, he grinded out school as he was working. And that's exactly what I want to do. That's literally exactly what I want to do. So, but like I said, like earlier, like I enjoy working. It keeps me sane, keeps me happy. I like having money. I like contributing. Seriously, I like contributing. I like working hard, as I mentioned, but I don't, the minute I feel used or like taking advantage of, I don't understand how you depend on your turnover rate. And like, I feel like you should depend on the people that matter the most, which is the people that have developed seniority and have shown that they're loyal to the company. You don't want to preserve those people, but instead you want to run me out. So that's, but I like with all this being said, I don't hate my managers. I don't hate my managers. I have no beef with my managers. Absolutely no beef. But this is like as I mentioned, this is, it's affecting my mental health. So, and like I said, from that girl breaking my heart to this, like, yeah, just I gotta change it up. I gotta change it up. So, and it's not the end of the world. I'll figure it out. But this is, a crucial point in my life. And I'm not gonna be, I'm not gonna just gradually lose weight anymore. And no one gives a fuck. No one gives a fuck. I lost like 25 pounds since I've worked there, bro. I was 180 pounds, and now I'm 155 pounds. Well, now I'm with going to the gym, I'm trying to hit 160, but at least I developed me being skinny into being lean and cut with muscle, but that took time and discipline and just nonstop working out because I was so fed up of being underweight. And that's another thing. Like, I can't even do cardio anymore because my cardio is my job. And the only reason I do cardio is to strengthen my ligaments in my knees. And it always like is a starter before I start working out. Like, I get my heart rate going. My knees are tightened up. I literally feel my knees tighten up. I feel my quad muscles, and then I'm ready to work out, and we move on, for real. So, yeah, I just I was content the whole time, and I don't hate the place, but I don't understand. I just don't understand, so. And I learned the hard way. I feel like I learned the hard way. And I never un like and as I said earlier, I never understood why people left. Like all these people that have been there for so long, why did y'all ultimately left? And now I understand. Like they moved on to better things. They moved on to better things. They moved on to jobs that like are actually gonna or accommodate their life in terms of the schedule and their physical and most importantly, your mental health. So this is like I can drop dead tomorrow and they'll just get a high schooler to replace me. I mean, that's with every workforce. At work, you're replaceable. I mean, that's a career. You can make $2 million, you can make $20,000, as a guy said on YouTube. Like, it doesn't matter. It's a source of income. So yeah, I don't know, man. I gotta move on. I gotta prioritize myself, my physical health, and as I said, my mental health is now, I've had a great time working there, bro. It's but it's like it's I've had too much fun. It's all like it's just too much fun, and I'm done with it. I'm done with it. So I don't want the fun anymore. So, and I've thought about being a bartender, like at a bar, just a bar, just straight bar, no restaurant, nothing, just straight alcohol. But you know, after having that conversation with the bar manager at Bodega, who's also a teacher for Fort Worth ISD. I don't even know his name, but he just had like, and he was a bit pessimistic. Like, he was a bit negative in terms of like, you know, his point of view, but he was really real about it, though. He was very realistic. And he was saying how you shouldn't be in the food industry by the time you're 40 years old because it's just not meant for older people. It's meant for, you know, fresh legs, as they say, for younger people. It's short income, it's money. It's short-term money. It's not long-term money. And that's what I've gotten to that realization. So I'm not even 25 yet. I'm about to be 25. So I can see why now, like with science class or whatever, or health class, like in terms of men maturing and when they hit that mature point, which is around 25 years old, like now I understand. Everything's like clicking now. I don't like. Everything's just like ringing a bell. My comprehension skills are literally out of this roof. I just feel like I'm too smart for this job. And if I can hang in there with people that have political science degrees or finance degree or accounting degree or an education degree, it doesn't, those are just piece of papers. Like I can truly converse and I feel like I'm more than like, I am not. I feel like I'm them. Like I should have and that's what I should have prioritized education. That's why I'm back in school. That's why I'm trying to redeem myself with my life because society's wanting you to have this piece of paper because that's all the having that piece of paper is just a key to the door. And once you have the key to the door and you open the door, there's the opportunity. The opportunity is on the other side of the door, but the door's going to remain locked. Until you get that piece of paper, because that is what society is telling you. Now, listen, there's exceptions to everything. You don't always need, not ev college is not meant for everybody. I'm not book smart, or and I feel like being book smart is a discipline as itself. So I have to like retrain my brain in terms of learning this material for this specific course that I'm enrolled in for this semester. You get what I'm saying? So, yeah, like some of my friends, I have a few friends that didn't go to college, including myself. I'm one of those, you know, I'm one of those people. And I don't judge you for that. Like, just stay employed, just stay working, you know. But myself, I have to figure, I have to, I'm finding a new job. I'm finding a new job. I'm just gonna stay in school. And I'm gonna prioritize myself, bro. Like, I'm sorry. So, and then the concept, like, I know that I mentioned about being a bartender, but after that conversation with a bar manager, because it's good money short term, and I'm still young. That's why I want to do it now as I'm going to school. But there goes my weekends again. It's like restaurant industry times 100. So I'll figure something out. I'll figure something out. Now that I don't really do drug, I don't really do drugs. So. You know, I'm not even worried about a drug screen anymore. I'm really not. I used to be because that's how big of a stoner I was. But I don't even smoke pot anymore. Like, I really don't, which is huge for me because, first of all, it's the Harry Dank show. And I don't even like, and if you still smoke weed, dude, honestly, keep smoking weed, bro. I just like have came to the epiphany for myself. And I want weed to be legalized. I want marijuana to be legalized so like we don't have the skepticism of like, oh, you smoke marijuana, like you can't get anything done. Bullshit. Bullshit. I was high the whole time I was working. The whole time I was working. And I excelled. No one knew. It's called eye drops. No one knew. It's all about perception, dude. It's all psychological. These, you know, I just, you know, my comprehension skills, And that's another thing. I speak Spanish. Like, that's one perk I liked about working at this job is that my you know, I'm not becoming fluent, but I'm speaking more and more Spanish. But at the end of the day, it's, you know, as I talk to one of my dad's like government friends, it's kitchen Spanish, literally. It's not real, real Spanish. So, you know, I want it like, and I was already practicing Spanish regardless of what occupation I'm in, regardless if I'm surrounded by, you know, Latinos or not. So, and I was losing my Spanish a year prior because I wasn't conversing in Spanish. I had no passion because there was no one around me that spoke Spanish. And then, you know, I just saw some Hispanics when I briefly worked at Walmart, and I was the only American that spoke Spanish. So, and at least from an employee standpoint, like, that wasn't like a Latino. Like, I mean, I'm a Latino, but they didn't know I was Latino because I guess I'm that white. I don't know. But yeah, I'm actually technically Latino. So, this is crucial for me. This is very crucial. So every episode is personal. Every episode is personal. I don't care. Like, I only like episode, my initial episode for episode 25, My Own Worst Enemy. That's the only episode I've ever deleted. But in terms of me getting personal and putting my business out there, I don't care, dude. Who gives a fuck? You either like it or you don't. Just either keep listening or you pause it and get the fuck out. Which nine times out of ten, you are going to pause it. Like, even if you are intrigued listening, you're ultimately going to pause it, bro. I'm going to pause it. You know, I'm cringeworthy. Everything's cringeworthy. I like listening and reanalyzing, you know, what my content was in my episode and like seeing ways of how to improve. But at the end of the day, you know, I still pause my episodes. You know, I'll be 35 minutes in and I'm like, all right, fuck this. I'm going to listen to music. But it's cool though. I like this. I like, you know, this is a way for me to vent. Regardless of what's going on in my life. Like, seriously, like, my first episode was in 2019 in December, and I got the job like May of 2020, and I've been there since. And like I said, I was content. I busted my ass, and I still bust my ass, but now I'm just like, I'm tired of it. I am tired of it. So you guys, you would think, as I said earlier, you would think you would preserve your employees. And then one of my former assistant GMs, I heard that she quit. Like, she quit altogether. Like, she went back to her initial location, and then she quit on Cinco de Mayo, from what my buddy Raul said. And that was from whenever I was drinking a beer with him last night. And I couldn't even drink my beer. I was like, what? So that totally changed my perspective after hearing that my assistant GM, she was only my assistant GM for like briefly, but like she was one of the few ones that like could truly like understand people's problems. So she customized my schedule and I rode with it, and then they fucked up my schedule because that's another thing. I love a set schedule. Once I know what my schedule is, I don't even like put my phone away. You know, and they just love fucking up my schedule. So, and that's a big part of it. You guys fucked up my schedule. And another part of it is I'm done with this industry. I probably won't be a bartender. Because it's a paradox. Like, the concept of depending on other people's money, I'm good on that. I don't want it anymore. You know, because there's days where I don't want to look at people. And like, now that I became like a top-notch server, I mean, they degraded me because like my performances affected me the last month. But overall, I've been a top-notch employee, top-notch server. And I've gotten the best sections. I made the most money that you can make, and it's still not, I'm still not satisfied. Like, seriously, I'm still not satisfied. I want a career. Ultimately, I want a career. I want a career that I can, I want a job that I can work for the rest of my life, and I don't have to second guess myself, or they don't have to, and the, you know, they don't have to second guess me because they see that I put the effort in. They see that I perform well, and then they can trust me, and we move on from there. I benefit, the company benefits. It's a WW. So now it's like the company's benefit. Now, like, I feel like it has shifted to, and it's always been like this, but in terms of my mentality, at least, it has shifted to the company, you know, stays benefiting, and I'm deteriorating, at least mentally. And I can't talk to my managers about it because they're not my parents. They're not my therapists. And at the end of the day, they don't care. At the end of the day, I'm just a number of corporate America, and they're just crunching numbers. And listen, I like staying employed. I like making money, but that's not how I look at things. Like, seriously, that's not how I look at things. Like, I understand that money is a necessity, but and I'm gonna look for jobs like crazy right now. But yeah, I'm done with it. I'm done with it. So, and as I said, everything's personal. This all, like, every episode is personal, bro. So I guess it's gonna be episode 26. So title of this episode is "I Quit My Job." That simple. So when people ask me, because the most common question I hear when I say that I have a podcast, they say, "What is it about?" And I'm like, "It's about my life." That's gonna be my response, is about my life and the people that surround me, and me dragging them, begging them to get on my. I have people that begging me, but I used to beg people to get on my podcast, and I'm still gonna beg people. So, but not everyone wants to put their business out there. And I'm like, we don't have to get that personal from your point of view. I just happen to get that personal. I just don't care. I don't care if you judge me. I already get judged regardless. You're going to judge me regardless. So what's the point if I put it out there or not? So, that's a contradiction, because I deleted episode 25, but 99% of the time, seriously, like 99% of the time, I don't care. So, it's a wrap, you know? It's a wrap. God bless you guys. I wish you guys the best. But from Harry Dank's point of view, it's a wrap. And I got to move on. I got to prioritize myself. Like, and I'm about to be 25. I'm not even 25 yet, but I'm about to be. And I've already turned Super Saiyan in terms of my physical, my physical standpoint, but in terms of my comprehension skills and my mental health, I got to prioritize on that, because that is most important. And people hate hearing that. People hate hearing, that you prioritize on your mental health, but it's so true. Like, that is just as important as your physical health. Period. Jay Balvin said it in Spanish. He was promoting that shit with over 50 million followers. And I was like, if he's going to have the audacity to promote this, then it's like, it's true, man. This guy's a multimillionaire and he's promoting it, and he's probably happy as shit. But even that, the richest people are still sad, So Floyd Mayweather said it after he boxed Logan Paul, that health is wealth. Preserve your health. Even if this, he's worth $1 billion, and he still said it. And that totally changed everything. That totally changed my perspective. And like, so many different things that just stick to my head. There's just so many like minuscule things that I just kind of just jolt down as a note in my brain. And it just sticks to me. It just sticks to me, because those things are important. Those little things that they say are very important. You have to jolt those things down. So part one is going to an end. I'm going to wrap this up because it's already 30 minutes. But yeah, part two is starting in 10 seconds. Okay, what's up, guys? This is Harry Dank, aka Harrison, aka Harry. This is episode 26. Title of the episode: I quit my job, as you guys know. Yeah. So as I mentioned, I'm gonna wrap this up. This is episode 26. I'm gonna continue this as a hobby, regardless of my occupation. I'm gonna stick to what I want to do. And period. Like, that's all. This is it. This is the one time I'm going to explain it, and that's all. So, and everything else is going to be behind the scenes. So, as it is always. Always. So, but listen, I appreciate everyone listening. I love you guys. I'm going to bring back the consistency, because consistency is everything, and I lost that consistency. I lost that motivation. And I've gotten those epiphanies. I've came down to having those epiphanies, those dramatic realizations of, you know, I got to do better for myself, not for you. It's not about you. It's not about me accommodating table 23 anymore. No, it's about accommodating me, you know, and I don't mind busting my ass and accommodating the company. But if I don't see a W from my side and your side simultaneously, then, it's a wrap, fam. It's a wrap, lad. For real. So yeah, that's all, guys. Episode 27 is coming soon. Very soon. Consistency, consistency, consistency. I go to New Orleans in 3 weeks. My best friend gets married. My best friend gets married in November, but we're going to New Orleans in 3 weeks for the bachelor party. I already paid for the Airbnb. I have the money saved up. And yeah, it's time to change things. So for the better, though, for the better. And I wish them the best. I really do. You know, put 2 week notice in, whoop-de-doo. Like, 2 week, what is, like, yeah, that's the civil thing to do. That's the mature thing to do. But okay, 14 days for you guys to prep me quitting. Yeah, that's the correct thing to do. But now I'm so fed up that, it's a wrap, fam. So. But yeah, like I said, this is episode 26. I quit my job. Thank you for listening. Episode 27 is coming soon, and stay tuned, okay? Love you guys. Bye.